I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 21st, 2026. The National Weather Service expects severe storms and damaging winds in central Kentucky today. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The Weather Service says the Bluegrass region is at risk of storms starting early afternoon and through the evening as a cold front moves through the area. Tornadoes, flash flooding, and hail are all possible, according to the latest forecast as of Monday. NWS Louisville meteorologist Cliff Goff says the storm could bring damaging 70-mile-per-hour winds.
There's a lot of wind energy associated with this front, so we're watching it very closely. SPC, the Storm Prediction Center, has Lexington and mainly the Bluegrass in an enhanced risk, which is 3 out of 5 on their scale.
The NWS recommends staying indoors and sheltered in the event of severe weather. It also recommends staying aware by checking weather.gov, your preferred weather app, or your weather radio. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
The former Fayette County Public Schools Executive Director of Financial Accounting says he intends to take legal action over what he says are false claims about his role in the district's financial crisis. Ronnie Jackson told reporters Monday that he's not responsible for the financial mismanagement discovered during recent investigations and audits.
I will not allow false accusations to define my career, my character, or my legacy. I intend to use every legal avenue available to clear my name and hold those accountable and responsible for making and spreading these false allegations. Because this matter is now the subject of legal proceedings.
This comes after a budget shortfall, the discovery of nearly 2 decades of financial mismanagement, and layoffs at FCPS. The district declined to comment on the pending litigation. President Trump recently exempted 2 Kentucky chemical plants from a federal rule meant to reduce harmful emissions from these facilities. Hannah Sod has more on the story.
A 2024 rule from the Environmental Protection Agency, in part, requires certain chemical plants to monitor for emissions of 6 likely and known carcinogens around their properties. Days before the first compliance deadline, President Donald Trump granted 2-year exemptions to 20 plants around the U.S., including Westlake Vinyls in Calvert City and Zeon Chemicals in Louisville. Sarah Buckley with the Natural Resources Defense Council says this move is giving out, quote, free passes to polluters.
From NRDC's perspective, these companies are getting exemptions because they asked and because the president decided he could.
7 other Kentucky plants are still expected to comply with the Biden-era emissions standards. I'm Hannah Saad in Murray.
Renovations to General James Taylor Park in Newport are underway. City and state officials gathered at a groundbreaking yesterday. Officials touted the amount of green space the new park will add, from walking paths to dog parks and scenic overlooks. Kentucky State Forester Brandon Howard says the state sent Newport several grants to prioritize one thing in the renovation: trees.
Innovative urban and community tree management, tree planting, and overall care for our trees impacts our lives and leave a lasting legacy for future generations.
Howard also says trees have an important effect on health, social life, and economic development. Officials expect the park to be open to the public by the end of the year. A Hardin County highway now pays tribute to a fallen soldier from the war with Iran. Kentucky 222 is now known as the Staff Sergeant Benjamin Pennington Memorial Highway. Governor Andy Beshear joined local leaders and Pennington's family at Glendale Christian Church over the weekend to unveil the signage. Pennington died from injuries he sustained March 1st during an attack on U.S. troops at an airbase in Saudi Arabia. The Glendale native was stationed at Fort Carson in Colorado. Learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.